Bless my little Isis puss. She's ever so sweet. She's currently pacing because her youngest is out and about in the cold outside. Ceri really should learn that it's wet, it's miserable. Stay indoors, but no. So she's gone out. She's okay, but she's just kind of pacing a bit and she's sort of going up and down the stairs, hoping desperately that Ceri will come home soon. Earlier, it was quite funny, I'd just come out of the shower, my sort of hair streaming wet, and I go in the bedroom, and on the bed is this shopping bag that I popped in there a couple of days ago. And the girls between them, they like to sleep on it. I don't understand why this is. All I know is that any bag I have, be it a shopping bag, a messenger bag, a backpack, whatever it is, they like to sleep on them. I'm assuming it's something to do with it smelling of outside, or it's an interesting sort of, you know, sensation for them to lie on. Very strange. So I pop in the bedroom, trying to get this water out of my eyes. And there's this little black head that sticks itself from out of the bag. Lo and behold, there is an Isis puss inside my shopping bag. And she's sort of looking at me going, "Oh, it's you." And I'm like, "Yeah, what are you doing in there?" And she's like, "I'm happy in here." I'm like, "Okay, no problem. Good for that, you know, good for you." And she's just like, "I'll come out now." And she just kind of looks at me for a couple of seconds and then kind of, you know, disentangles herself from this reusable woven library. Actually, it's back from the library. And she's just like, "I was comfy in there." I'm like, "Good for you. Yay. You know, go back in by all means." And she's just sort of like, the look on her face is like, "Yes, I was in your shopping bag." I must admit, I had the urge to pick the bag up and, you know, carry her around. But I kind of resisted that because I don't think she would have liked it very much. It's just like, you know, cat and shopping bag. Awesome.